You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, they say all good things must come to an end. And unfortunately for me, that was my winning streak on Sunday. It ends at 9. It was a great run. It was a lot of fun. My longest run here on the Overnight Podcast. It helped the bankroll a ton, but it's over. And now we have to start a new one. So before we get to the card for Monday, let's recap the losing card for Sunday. I still have two bets pending. I'll update the official results in the show notes. I have Houston minus the 9.5 against Texas A&M. I have San Diego State minus the 5.5 against Yale. If I can get both of those home, I'll only lose the juice for the day going 4-4-1. But let's recap what we do know about the card for Sunday. In the NIT, I had Indiana State minus the 7.5. It was the little school hosting the big school. They get the job done against Minnesota, and I cashed the ticket. So my full fade on the Golden Gophers is now officially done for the season, as their season is over. In the NCAA tournament, I had Marquette. It could have been better. It could have been worse. I could add minus 3.5 and been a winner. I could add minus 4.5 and been a loser. Instead, I had the minus 4, so I got the push against Colorado. I had Utah State plus the 11.5, and betting into the number one seed has not been a good idea. And I paid the price here. The Boilermakers dominated the Aggies in this basketball game as I lose the ticket. I had Duke minus the 7 against James Madison, and the Blue Devil shot lights out. They get the job done, get me the cover and the cash. I had Baylor minus the 4.5, and for the first time in 2 days, we have an outright underdog winner. And it was against me. Clemson gets the job done, and I lose the ticket on the Bears. I had Grand Canyon plus the 6.5 against Alabama, and I'm kicking myself for this one because I flip-flopped on it. I first had Alabama, but then I saw the underdogs went 0-8 straight up on Saturday, and I was like, hey, there's going to be some underdogs that are going to win on Sunday. So I flipped on this one, felt the Lopes could be a live underdog, and they could be barking and biting on Sunday. They actually had the lead with 35 minutes into the game, but the final 5 minutes belonged to the Crimson Tide as Alabama pulls away. They get the win, they get the cover, and I don't cash the ticket. I had Northwestern plus the 14.5 against UConn, and when will I learn my lesson? Betting against UConn is a terrible, terrible, terrible idea, and I did it again. Thought maybe, they teased me late, maybe just maybe, Northwestern would backdoor it and get me the cover, but it was not meant to be as I lose the ticket. Then once again, I have the two plays pending, so I could maybe get to 4-4-1 on the day, lose the juice, but once again, I'll update the show notes with the final results. But now, let's get to the card for Monday, and guess what? They're going to play college basketball. We have the CBI tournament in Daytona Beach, Florida. 4 games on the docket there, and the tournament games on Sunday were good basketball games, decided by 1, 2, 3, and 7 points after margins of 1, 2, and 13 on Saturday. So let's start with the 11 a.m. Central game between Cleveland State and High Point. I'm going to take Cleveland State here, plus the 4.5 against High Point. Cleveland State won 51-49 on a buzzer beater over Northern Colorado on Sunday. Both teams struggled mightily from the floor, shooting under 34% for the game. The Vikings won only 5 of 13 at the charity stripe, but they still managed to win. High Point enters this one, having last played on March the 9th when they lost in overtime to Longwood as the number one seed. How will they respond 2 weeks removed from the disappointment? Well, we'll find out. High Point is a good team on offense, ranking 36th in the nation. Meanwhile, Cleveland State ranks 171st. But the Vikings do have the slightly better defense. They have more top 200 wins, and they have the edge of already playing on this floor. Their fellow Horizon League member, Oakland, of course, upset Kentucky in the big dance. Cleveland State beat Oakland once this year before losing to the Golden Grizz by 3 in the conference tournament. So grabbing the points here just feels like the right thing to do. So let's take the Vikings of Cleveland State plus the 4.5 over High Point. Next up on the card, it's Arkansas State minus the 2.5 against Montana. So Montana needed overtime to beat the Blue Hose of Presbyterian 82-79 on Sunday. The Grizzlies shot 51.6% for the game. Mr. Moody scored 34 points on 14 of 21 shooting. Arkansas State survived to beat Bethune-Cookman on Saturday, 86-85, shooting 52.6% from the floor. So both teams are top 100 on offense, but on defense, not so good. They ranked 262nd and 266th in the country. 3 top 200 wins this year for Montana, 9 top 200 wins this year for Arkansas State. After starting the year just 8-13, the Red Wolves played well down the stretch, losing only to James Madison and Appalachian State. So I'm going to lay the points here. Give me Arkansas State minus the 2.5 over Montana. Next up on the card, it's Fairfield minus the 5 against Chicago State. So I didn't expect to be handicapping a Chicago State basketball game for March the 25th, but here we are. The Cougars had not played since February the 19th. They're not in a conference yet, but they managed to upset UC San Diego 77-75 on Saturday, thanks to Cardet and Colbert combining for 52 points. At 13-18 on the season, Chicago State is the Cinderella of the CBI. Fairfield, on the other hand, they trailed by 9 on Sunday. They rallied to beat Little Rock by 7. Chicago State had one top 200 win during the season. They upset Northwestern by 2, so that was a good one. Meanwhile, the Cougars ranked 294th on offense, 253rd on defense. The Stags of Fairfield had 4 top 200 wins during the season, with the best of the bunch being a win at Yale. KenPom has Fairfield by 7. 5 feels a little bit light to me, so I'm going to lay the points here with the Stags of Fairfield minus the 5 over Chicago State.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Next up on the card, it's Evansville plus the 6 against Seattle U. So the Purple Aces of Evansville trailed by 9 in the first half. Then they hung on to the second half for a 64-63 win over Quinnipiac on Sunday. Meanwhile, Seattle U put together the biggest win of the tournament so far on Saturday, beating Delaware State by 13. The Redhawks had 22 points off of turnovers and 13 offensive rebounds to help the cause in that one. Seattle had a pair of top 100 wins this season over Louisiana Tech and Grand Canyon at home during the year. They ranked 71st on defense, so a solid basketball team. Evansville beat Bradley at home for their lone top 100 win on the season. They ranked 245th on offense, 176th on defense. The way this tournament has been going, though, I'll grab the 6 with the team from the Missouri Valley Conference. Give me the Purple Aces of Evansville plus the 6 against Seattle U. Next up on the card, we head to the CIT. Just one game there. It's a semifinal game. I'm going to take Purdue Fort Wayne plus the 6 at Tarleton State. So the Texans of Tarleton are now 25-9 in the season. They beat Texas Southern by 11 and Abilene Christian by 27 at home last week. They rank 108th on offense, 166th on defense. Meanwhile, the Mastodons of Purdue Fort Wayne are 22-12 on the year. They advance with a nice road win at Bowling Green on Wednesday. PFW ranks 195th on offense, 137th on defense. PFW has won 11 games away from home this season, including a 19-point win earlier this year at Oakland. So it's a good road team getting 6 points. So I'm going to grab the points here. Give me the Mastodons of Purdue-Fort Wayne plus the 6 at Tarleton State. So that's your card for Monday. A little bit of housekeeping here at the end of the podcast. I forgot to mention this on Friday, but it was episode number 1,000 for this podcast. Actually, couldn't believe it's already been number 1,000. That went fast. But just want to thank everyone that has followed, listened, and supported me during this podcasting journey. It's been greatly appreciated. How many times do you think I've used my default handicap line? When in doubt, bet the first half under. I'm guessing probably about 500 times. Then during the baseball season, I'll take good pitching over good hitting. Probably said that about 2,000 times on this podcast. Basketball, the little school hosting the big school, at least 50 times. Yeah, that's probably a good number. Then how many names have I completely butchered? That number's probably endless, so I won't even go there. But once again, thank you for listening to this podcast. Your support is greatly appreciated. Hopefully, my wife will continue to support this hobby, and hopefully, I won't run out of gas anytime soon. So thank you again for listening to the first 1,000 episodes, and I hope you stay with me for the next 1,000. But let's recap the card here for Monday. In the CBI, I have Cleveland State plus the 4.5 against High Point. I have Arkansas State minus the 2.5 against Montana. I have Fairfield minus the 5 against Chicago State. I have Evansville plus the 6 against Seattle U. In the CIT, I have Purdue Fort Wayne plus the 6 at Tarleton State. So that's my card for Monday. Hopefully it's a bounce back day. We'll find out. As always, enjoy the games. Manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.